Tom Fortino. Always love checking in with Tom. Alpha Wealth Group does great stuff. And Tom, I know that we're in a little bit of trouble with our Social Security prospects moving forward. I'm hoping that Congress is going to figure this thing out after the midterms before we all lose some benefits. But Tom, apparently, and I never have heard of this, that Australia has a retirement system that is actually the envy of the world, huh?
Well, I guess that would be an opinion, John. By the way, thanks for having me. But
yes,
I guess that's left up to someone's opinion. I don't know if this is a fallback to say, hey, by the way, we've got this nice new shiny object. We're going to create this pension system. And so forget, so don't worry about Social Security, you know, in 2033 or whatever the projections are, where we're going to have to reduce benefits by 25 to 30%. We're going to create this new pension plan. So there's been discussions about it. You know, Trump has talked, I guess Lutnick and Bessent, the Secretary of Commerce, of course, Secretary of Treasury, are looking into it. Yeah, Australia, it's, I think, over $3 trillion. It's the second largest pension plan in the world. They have employers contribute on behalf of the employees. And so, you know, they feel it's a good way to try to supplement, because pensions really have gone down dramatically over the years. And so there's, I guess this is an attempt to try to maybe replicate that. It's still just at the discussion level. I don't,
yeah,
you know, we, you know, so we'll see where this goes.
Yeah. And it's like they, employers now putting in 12%. That's not what they put in for Social Security. That's going to be, companies aren't going to love that, I'm sure, but it is interesting just to look to the rest of the world at maybe what they're doing. You know, some things are going to work here, some things wouldn't work here. But hey, I'd say, Tom, if people are talking about it and we're starting to have people research it and actually, hopefully after the midterms, nothing's going to get done before these midterms, of course, get a new Congress in, even if it's a divided Congress. Heck, maybe that's the way forward on this, is if it is and we can just figure some way out. Because, Tom, we got to do something to get this done before 2032.
Well, that's true. I think ultimately what's going to happen is, and I hate to be this way, you know, if we're waiting on Congress, they've been kicking this can down the road. Probably what's going to happen, this is my opinion, you know, if you think about it, all the changes that have happened to Social Security, the full retirement age was used to be 65, now it's 67. Social Security is now up to 85% taxable. Prior to 1983, it was tax-free, believe it or not. And so they've changed some other things. And I think maybe what they're going to do is say, okay, we're going to increase the retirement age for people under age 50, whatever they may come up with. But I think they'll also maybe start to tax up to 100% of it. And unfortunately, they may even take more out of people's paychecks.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do more than that rather than reduce benefits.
Yeah, I would imagine so, right? Because that's not going to be popular. And it's sort of what they did earlier, whereas they make it maybe retroactive, or not retroactive, but they make it to the younger workers. Maybe not the fairest way to do it, but the younger workers pay for the older retirees. And yeah, it's going to be messy. And I do think, Tom, at the end of the day, no one's going to like the solution. And maybe that's a sign that it actually is the right one, because if everyone's a little unhappy with it, that means concessions were made on both sides.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is the Social Security system really isn't designed to be all of your income. I think if you go to the website, it even says, you know, think about this covering maybe a little over 40% to supplement in retirement. I think there's some good things here. Like you said, we're talking about these things. You know, I don't think we're going to institute this type of pension system Australia has. But, you know, they have come out with the Trump accounts. I'm talking the Trump IRA accounts.
Excuse me.
They start in 2027. So now gig workers, people that don't have a plan. So those are good things where people can start saving on their own. And there's a $1,000 match. Of course, the Trump accounts for children, babies, as well as anybody up to age 18. I think any of these things that incentivize people, you know, put money towards their retirement. And, you know, now you have this mindset, you know, these are good things. So proactive as you, the individual can be, it's a good thing.
I agree. Even if you just take the $1,000, my son David has it, even if I don't put in or my employer doesn't do it and that just grows, then it's like, look at how much you have in just those 18 years. It encourages them to put more in their 401k or their IRAs, whatever. I think that is, it's like a snowball saving. So the earlier we can get that starting pushing down the hill, I think is great. I don't want to leave you here. We've got a couple more minutes left without talking about, we've got a little bit of a rally, obviously. The tensions, oh boy, I think the last time we said the exact same thing, tensions were down and then they went back up again. We also have had some quarterly earnings that are blowing out expectations, huh?
Crazy. It has been, You know, we saw before this, John, how the market was kind of dipping, this AI bubble, all these concerns of the overspending, the CapEx for all these hyperscalers. You know, when's it going to come to fruition? And, you know, things came out from China, and there was issues there, of course, oil, the Iraq. So we've got all these things. And then certain things came out. Amazon came out, blew out their earnings. 85% have beaten estimates. That's higher than the average. You know, one after another, Caterpillar, Microsoft, Amazon. So even Eli Lilly, I know you're talking about GLP-1 drugs. They came out and just crushed it. So these are good things. And so these are positive. So we can end on a positive note. How about that, John?
Yeah, no. I actually got time for one more thing, which could be positive. I know that we're not going to like mortgages going up if the Fed rate goes up. Of course, it's not tied directly to the Fed rate. I don't want to make David Hochberg scream at me or anything, Tom. Because it's high tied. It's not tied to this. Anyways, it's not tied to the Fed. But if they're going to raise rates here, this is an opportunity for some savers who maybe want some safe money in a certain place that's going to earn a little bit more.
That's a great point, John. You know, if you look at the 10-year, I think it's a little under 4.7 now. The 30-year is over 5.2. So think about that to your point. I can get 5.2% a year for 30 years. The other side to that, and by the way, the 10-year is related to the mortgage, mortgage rate. So there is some relationship there. But, you know, yeah, you can get 4% to 5% guaranteed. I mean, that's what we can say about U.S. debt. But if rates do come down, which I think they ultimately will, I'm a big fan of Kevin Warsh, you also can have the appreciation, capital appreciation. Your bonds will now increase in value because you have them at the higher rates as rates go down. So there's really, I think, some opportunities here to buy the 20-year, the 10-year. TLT is a great ETF. So I think there's some opportunities there to get the income. And, by the way, if rates go down, you can sell and make a profit.
Exactly. AlphaWealthGroup.com is where you can dive into this more with Tom. Tom, do you have a phone number you want to reach, or is the website the best place for people to go?
Well, the website, AlphaWealthGroup.com, AlphaWealthGroup.com, or call 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711.
And we'll be listening this weekend, Tom. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Great. Thanks, John. You take care.